no home. I know play the wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face the wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest in real estate conditions, regulations, and home buying tips. Reach Radio would like to remind you that June is Foreclosure Information Month. During the month of June, we feature guests and experts working the business of foreclosure. Florida is still the number one foreclosure estate in the nation, and it's hard to believe, but we are, because we live in South Florida. But we believe that education is your best defense. Be sure to tell your friends about the Reach Radio on-air foreclosure workshop all during the month of June. We have one more left, and then that's the end of that. Just a friendly reminder, Reach is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can dial it the hard way at 855-487-3224. You also may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Reach counselors tell us you may become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, financial expert Gigi Santiago is here to explain how FHA's HAMP and MHA programs may financially benefit you if you're looking to buy a home. Then the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He has the best stories data mined directly from the NSA hard drives and decrypted just for you. After the news, Kenesha Wood checks in with the latest information about how first-time homebuyers may benefit from the HAWC program. We have more acronyms and three-letter words this show than I hope we don't run out of periods. I think that might be the only problem we'll have. So to get into that, Kenesha will join us. And after that, our house segment has information you need to know about hurricane preparation. Reach Radio show producer Rick Snyder joins us with our house and lets us know what's in store for the 2014 hurricane season. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then Tori Elson from Wells Fargo wraps up the show with details about the South Florida Home Ownership Workshop coming up this next Saturday. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's news headlines, real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's voice of consistently random stuff. Oh, our full-time news orator, Steve Cody. What do you got, Steve?
What I have for you is a sneak preview of the stories that are coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Treasury released the May edition of the Obama administration's Housing Scorecard. It's a comprehensive report on the nation's housing market, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll share that with you, as I said, at the bottom of the hour. Thousands of SunTrust mortgage customers in Florida could get the largest share of a nationwide settlement related to allegations of lending abuses during the housing crisis. And state officials said this week that you will be contacted if you are one of them. This is from the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Nearly 10 years after Hurricane Wilma lumbered through South Florida, consumers across the state are finally going to have to get to stop paying the bills associated with that storm. State officials last Tuesday agreed to end the 1.3% surcharge that is placed on most insurance policies, including homeowners and auto policies. So you'll see your insurance rate go down just a little bit. Florida and South Florida returned to the top of the nation's foreclosure rankings in May. For a very brief time, Nevada passed Florida, but we're back on top again with the most foreclosures. Not necessarily bad news, because it does put more houses on the market. Speaking of houses on the market, the number of homes snapped up in the $1 million or more range rose in the first quarter of this year by about 16%, more evidence of a turnaround in the region's real estate market. It was the second straight year that the well-to-do bought more houses. And the average rate on fixed mortgage eased slightly this week, remaining at historic lows. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday the average rate for a 30-year fixed declined to 4.17 from 4.20. And that is a sneak preview of the news coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Ooh, I can't wait for the rest of it. When we return, Gigi Satiato joins us with MHA details. We'll find out what that means when she returns with us. So stay right there, because you can't be in two places at the same time unless it's pre-recorded. Then you can do anything. You think I'm kidding?
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your housing jefe, and also the host of the show, by golly. We'll straighten out this mess before the end of the day, I promise. You know, if you're looking to buy a home or using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in Reach's educational membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get on a sound credit track. That's why Reach bundled 2 free credit checks per year in their membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homebuyer programs, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering the Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99. I did. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for their educational membership program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, for more than 40 years, our first guest has 30 years. I'm sorry, she's not that old. don't throw the darts over here quite yet, you know. For more than 30 years, our first guest has all but ruled over the finance industry. She's mastered all aspects of financial processing. That means she understands all the rules. Gigi Santiago, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Hi, good afternoon, Alan. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have somebody on that has a real brain, right? Because
okay.
We lost ours about 15 minutes ago.
As long as you're convinced, I'm happy.
There you go. All right, you've got a lot of financial information under the belt here, and we'd like to share that with our listeners. So let's start off. We have so many different acronyms in the show today. We have HMPA, HARP, HAWC, you name it, we got them. What does HARP stand for?
Good question. HARP is the acronym for Home Affordable Refinance Program. It is a program that was implemented in 2009, mm-hmm. and the purpose of that is to help homeowners that are current on their mortgage payments come out from being underwater. preferably folks with very little or no equity, giving them an opportunity to refinance for a better position.
And get a better interest rate.
And get a better interest rate or reduce your term. It has helped so many people stay in their homes, keep their homes, prevent foreclosure, or just enable them a better quality of life. I was very happy that the program came out, and it will be around until December of 2015.
Wow. Now that's a FHA program, right? Is that under
No, that is a Freddie Mac program.
Oh, it's Freddie. Okay. All right. Freddie Mac and Fannie whatever. Did they ever get married, by the way? Yeah. No, they're still living together in sin.
That's the one thing I don't know after 30 years. We'll have to find that out.
I don't think they know either. Well, who benefits from the HARP program? You said people that are current with their mortgage. So if you're like if you're behind on your payments, don't bother with this, right?
Correct. The people that will benefit from the HARP program is anyone currently occupying their property. However, they also do extend the program to investors and second homes, all types of occupancies.
Investors, you mean people that like flip houses? Oops, did I say a wrong word? Well, I mean, that's what an investor does, right? And before the market crashed, they were buying, flipping, and some of them got caught.
Correct. But even investors who have maintained their mortgage payments current throughout the economy.
Okay, so if somebody
got entitled, they're entitled. They have the right to also be able to get a little bit of help to help reduce their mortgage payment as well.
Sure, it's bringing that underwater, above water kind of a deal, right? So it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, if they legitimately bought the house, the market crashed, all the values went down, and they got stuck.
Correct. One of the biggest stipulations that HARP looks at when you do present a file for it is that there has to be a benefit to the homeowner. So that could either be lowering your monthly payment or moving you into a stable product. There is a lot of adjustable loans, interest-only loans, negative amortizations, just bad loans out there that we are trying to make good on.
Do they have a lot of money in that program, in the HARP program? I mean, is there millions sitting there to be taken advantage of, or do you have to hurry up and get into this?
The way HARP is looking at it is they're already at risk as it is because they already own your loan. The loans must be owned by Freddie Mac. In order for them to look at it and say that it is to their vested interest to help you, to put you in a better position so that you can stay in your home a little bit longer. The risk is already there. They already own the loan.
I got you. So my mortgage with Bob and Frank's mortgage company, not going to cut it, right? It has to be a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae originated loan. Okay,
correct.
Well, that's good to know, though, because a lot of people have that. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae bought a lot of those so-called, quote, bad loans from banks. And so now they own them, right?
They do own the loan, but what they are trying to attempt to do with HARP is putting the homeowner in a better position, but the market is not allowing, due to the decrease in values, the market is not allowing for equity, which is value in your property. A lot of people have no value, either very little or no value. So what HARP is allowing homeowners to do is to refinance your home regardless, even if you have no value.
Well,
in your property.
Yeah.
A lot of the credit conditions are dismissed. In essence, they are actually just looking at the performance of that mortgage payment history, which needs to be current. They'll allow you a one-time 30-day late in the latter part of the year. So in those most recent 6 months, you have to be current. You don't have to have any equity at all as long as you're able to obtain an automated value on your property. There's no need for an appraisal. That saves time and money.
Oh, yeah. So what are the basic documents needed to get into a loan like that? I mean, is it just, I mean, like you said, they own the loan, so they have all the documents. So how much more do you have to provide?
Well, documentation is not very heavy. Pretty much what you need to provide is the application and disclosures, a copy of your homeowner's insurance, even though we do have it. We need to provide the declarations page to show that the coverage is there.
Right.
Your Social Security and photo ID, and that's standard anywhere you go.
You want to buy a candy bar at the store, you have to show your
Social Security. Yeah. The beauty of HARP is besides not being able to forego an appraisal, we don't verify employment with any documentation. There's no verifications of employment, no W-2s, no pay stubs. Well, it is not verified. We do have to state there is a source of income for the homeowner because obviously the mortgage payments are being made on time.
Right.
However, it is not verified. That documentation was gotten the first time around to prove that you can get right into the property in the first place.
That's almost scary because I believe that's what happened to us in 2007 and 2008. There was no verification on any of these loans, and they were putting anyone in that said, here, put the mirror under the nose. If it fogs up, you qualify.
Exactly. And the mentality behind the HARP program is just that.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have more on that when we return. Actually, she'll share some success stories with us. Who knows? You may become one of those success stories. There's an easy way to find out. The solution is hanging around the corner at the end of this break. So stay with us, or don't go back. We'll be right away. Here comes that bell.
Ain't got no home. I know wrong.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I am still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Reminding you once again that June is foreclosure month. Every Saturday during the month of June, we feature guests and experts working in the foreclosure marketplace. So be sure to tell your friends about this special on-air workshop. It's only 1 week remaining. We have one more and then we're done. All right, Gigi Santiago rejoins us to continue the enthralling conversation about finance. Thanks for hanging through the break with us there. And you had something you wanted to say about some special conditions for homeowners. Don't be so concerned if you're behind in your car payment and everything else, as long as you're mortgage payment is up to date, you're clear, right?
Correct, Alan. I would like everyone to know and encourage everyone to seek out a HARP refinance if they're able to. Qualification is very simple. A lot of folks are very afraid that their credit conditions may not warrant them being approved for that refinance. However, with the HARP program, collections are not looked at. They're not waited on. Late payments are not looked at either. You can have late payments. You can have collections. You could have past dues on your credit cards, on your car loan. You can actually have credit that's less than perfect, and it is not credit score driven. So HARP isn't looking for a credit score. HARP is relying on your performance with your current mortgage.
Right. So don't lollydag. Don't, there. You can get.
Don't
this
be
loan,
afraid.
Right?
Do not think you're not qualifying. You're not qualifying here to buy the home for the first time. You already have the home, and you're paying it at a higher rate.
Right.
What we want to do is help you, put you in a better position, have you make a better payment. Our exposure is already there. So therefore, it's not the same qualifying parameters. I find a lot of people are afraid. HARP main requirements are a perfect mortgage payment history and no liens or judgments on the property or you as a person, only because those are court ordered. So as long as your public records are good, property's good, and that mortgage payment is good, you're good for HARP.
So if your hands are dirty but your mind is clean, it'd be all right. You can get in there, right? We'll have to talk to Bob Dylan about that. I think he said something in that arena. But you've been in the money business for more than 30 years. You must have seen a lot of things come and a lot of things go. What's your most memorable experience as far as helping someone out, a real success story, if you will?
Well, a most memorable recent experience, because we're talking about HARP, which is a very recent program, is I had a lady that come in with the fear of having to sell her home at a short sale, no less, because she had no equity. And she'd recently gone through a divorce. So her options were rent out her home and downsize, or just sell the home out and uproot her child. once we put her through a HARP refinance, which she perfectly qualified for, she wasn't able to refinance for not having equity, for having lower credit scores from the late payments that she had on her credit and past dues, because remember, at that point with the separation, there was missing income from the household.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So with the reduced income and the poor credit score and no equity, she's thinking her only option is to sell her home, uproot her child, downsize in some kind of way, not be able to save her house. Once she closed on her mortgage, she did send in a letter, and she said she could not be more thankful for her reduction in payment of $483 a month.
Wow.
That reduction in payment allowed her to catch up on her past dues. It allowed her to be a lot more comfortable, save her home, not have to move, not have to relocate. She actually didn't think it was possible, given her income and credit conditions and the no equity, no value in her property. HARP allowed her to save her house, and she's still there today.
Wow, what a nice story. You know, are they just being good guys here, or is there some sort of law mandating that they be good guys? I mean, what's the idea behind this program? I know that, you know, we're all underwater and they got to straighten it out. Are they sort of accepting the blame, I guess is the question I'm asking, by saying, hey, we have a program for you here.
I actually feel that because, as you stated at the beginning of the show, the foreclosure rate is so high, I think that their feel is, hey, let's make it comfortable for the folks that are being good, because we want to keep them as customers. We don't want them to turn around, be uncomfortable, or be pressured and walk away. We don't want to take over any more homes and own any more homes than we already do. So the longer someone, the better your mortgage payment, statistically, the longer you will stay.
Right. Well, I only say that because my good friend Steve Cody reminded me earlier today that if you give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. But if you give a man a bank, he can rob everybody. So we were just wondering if maybe taking. Hey, we got about a minute left here. Tell us about the new office opening up in Kendall down there. It's the Reach office,
right? Fantastic. Reach Kendall, yes. Come down and see us. We will be having a grand opening in September that you all will be invited to. Yes. Our address location in Kendall is 9010 Southwest 137th Avenue. We're in Miami. That zip code is 33186, and we will be more than happy to have you and help serve South Florida as well.
Right, and you could still call 855-48-REACH, and I'm sure there's a button that you
Absolutely.
Can press that'll get you down.
Absolutely.
To,
we will take care of you.
So we're taking over the Miami market, right?
Yes, we are. Let's go Miami.
I love it. So when you said will that be open? I know we're having a grand opening in September, but when will the office actually be open?
The office will probably be opened come August.
August. Okay.
Yes, it's on the way. It is there. We have the location. We're getting it up and running.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have to come down and visit that, okay? All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Kenesha Wood brings us some special information about the HAWC program and how it may benefit first-time home buyers. After that, our house segment is here with a look for the 2014 hurricane season and how to be prepared when disaster strikes. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how Reach can make this house your home. And then Tori Austin gives us the details about the 2014 South Florida Home Ownership Workshop, sponsored by Wells Fargo. That's next Saturday. You won't want to miss this valuable training. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, stuck between two brightly lit vacuum tubes, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of the Treasury released the May edition of the Obama administration's housing scorecard. That's a report on the nation's housing market. The latest data shows that progress is occurring among key indicators, including growing equity and a rebound in the sale of new and existing homes. The administration's foreclosure mitigation program continues to provide relief for millions of homeowners as the recovery from the housing crisis continues. In all, more than 8.3 million mortgage modification and other forms of mortgage assistance arrangements were completed between April of 2009 and April of 2014. More than 2 million homeowners got to help through Making Home Affordable program, or the HAMP program. Also, the FHA has offered $2.3 million in loss mitigation and early delinquency intervention through the month of May. The administration's programs continue to encourage improved standards and processes in the industry. with hope. Now, lenders are offering families and individuals more than $4.0 million in modifications. That HOPE is another one of those acronyms, H-O-P-E, not as in the emotion of, I hope this happens.
I have the periods for that if you need them.
They're missing.
As usual.
In other news, thousands of SunTrust customers in Florida could get the largest share of a nationwide settlement related to the allegations of lending abuses during the housing crisis. State officials said this week that eligible homeowners could get an estimated $220 million in cash, principal reduction, interest rate cuts, and other relief, or about 40% of the $550 million that's set aside for consumers in the entire country. SunTrust CEO William Rogers Jr. said in a statement that the bank has taken substantial measures to improve its mortgage underwriting business, including better internal controls and increased training. The number of homes snapped up by millionaires is increasing by more than 16% from the same quarter a year ago, more evidence of a turnaround in the region's real estate market. It was the second straight year in which the country's well-to-do bought more high-end homes than they did a year earlier. In the first quarter of last year, 69% of the homes in the $1 million plus range were sold in Palm Beach County, 69% more than in 2012. The governor and the cabinet approved a $1.2 million sale of the vacant Glades Correctional Institute in Belglade this week to a group of investors who grew up in the town, including one of the former mayors of Belglade. The six partners who make up the BGI group include Tom Altman, the former mayor. They were the only bidders on the state prison at the edge of town. Altman said last week that the company doesn't know yet what it's going to do with the 211 acres and 53 buildings on the property, other than, quote, something positive for their hometown. However, Altman did say the group probably would like to see something other than a prison on that property.
Ooh.
53 buildings and 211 acres for $1.2 million. There is a real estate bargain. Florida and South Florida returned to the top of the nation's foreclosure rankings in the month of May, but that probably is not a surprise to most people. According to RealtyTrack, the Sunshine State posted the country's highest foreclosure rate last month, with one in every 302 homes in some stage of repossession. That's roughly three times the national average. The South Florida region, which includes Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade, had the highest rate among all metro areas. Florida led the nation for 6 months in a row until being surpassed by Nevada early in the spring. Well, we're back on top again.
Of course.
As the most foreclosed. And finally, average U.S. rates on fixed mortgages eased slightly this week, remaining near historic lows. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday that the average rate for a 30-year loan declined to 4.17% from 4.2. The average for a 15-year mortgage dipped from 3.30 to 3.30 from 3.31, and mortgage rates are about a quarter of a percentage point higher than they were at the same time last year. The increase in rates over the past year was driven in part by speculation that the Fed would reduce its bond purchases, which has helped to keep long-term interest rates on the low end. And that is the news.
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Now, how is this that we're number two in basketball, we're number four or five in football, and baseball, we don't know where we are, but foreclosures, and we're number one.
Yeah. Well, there is a plus side to that. It means more homes on the market at good prices.
That's true. If the banks will...
if you're not the person being foreclosed on.
Exactly. That works a lot better. All right. Joining us on the phone right now is one of the top counselors over at the Reach Factory, and for good reason. She has a smart brain. Kanisha Wood, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this lovely Saturday?
We're doing great. I'd like to know where you are right now.
I'm in my house.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in the back seat of the car.
Not today. Not today. It's too hot outside.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Well, we have a couple of things to talk to you about. One of them is your upcoming trip to Washington, D.C. What's going on up there?
Well, that I just came back from. Great, actually. It was our Queen's fifth annual forum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great meeting because you get to meet all the key players in the housing industry and, you know, get to learn insights about what's going on or what's coming up.
Did you bend elbows?
No,
you didn't get close enough to bend the... I'm talking, you know, when you bend the elbow, there's usually a drink in that hand, and up it comes, right? If you're messing around with politicians up in D.C., that's standard operating procedure there. But go on.
Well, No, no drinking, but a lot of good information came out of it. A lot of good things happening, a lot of good things coming in place for homeowners and home buyers.
Any new programs coming up? Any more three initial programs that we should be looking out for?
The biggest topic that Sarah Jarique from HUD discussed is the new HARC program. It's kicking out this year. So that's something that home buyers should be looking forward to, the first-time home buyer should be looking forward to. Do you know what it is?
That's the HAWC program,
yeah.
And it stands for Homeowners Armed with Knowledge. And
right,
what do we always say here at Reach Radio? Knowledge is the best sword that you can carry with you into any battle. So that's what that program's about. And it's also an FHA program. HAWC was developed by them to help out first-time home buyers. Is that right?
Yes, yes. FHA is one of the largest insured. They don't actually lend, but, you know, they're insured against the bank's loss. And what happened because of the decline and because of all the foreclosure, their surplus was becoming negative. So over the years, they increased their, what do you call it, the MIP, the mortgage insurance premium. Last it got hit higher, where it becomes 1.75% of your loan amount of every $1,000. With the HARC program, what it will do is incentivize home buyers in this program, where it will reduce that MIP payment out. And then according to Ms. Jarique, home buyers could save up to $10,000 over a 30-year period. So that's great. You know, for someone like me who, you know, stuck with the 1.75%, those who purchased this year when the program kick in, annually that interest will reduce. Therefore, you're saving money.
Right. As I understand it, I think what that MIP, that stands for Mortgage Insurance Premium.
Correct.
And what they do is after you've been in the home for 18 months or 18 months into the loan, there's an automatic reduction of your insurance premiums. So I believe that's what you were speaking of, right? They keep reducing those payments, premiums, and then over the course of 30 years, you save like 10 grand?
Yeah, it could be up to 10,000. You know, it depends on your loan amount. You know, it's all going to end up being depending on your loan amount, but then that could be done. So each year, it's been reduced by like a 0.25%, half a percentage, which is a big deal.
Oh, sure. Over the long run, you bet.
It is.
And you have to have insurance as long as you're mortgaged anyway. You absolutely have to have the insurance.
So, right, but this is a separate insurance from the homeowner's insurance. This is an additional for securing against any loss against the bank. So this is something you do in addition. So normally you pay principal, interest, tax, and insurance. And then with FHA, you pay PMI, which is what we call our MIP. It's a fifth kind of insurance. It's not something that protects against the home. It's something that protects against the lenders.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You still have to have your homeowner insurance and your
liability. Right,
right. So I just
want everybody to understand that. And you cannot be more than 90-day delinquent within the first 18 months that benefit.
Right, or they won't give you the reduction. So, okay, so we're looking for responsible homeowners that need a little break, and that's what this program is designed for, right? And also the mortgage insurance premium is included in the mortgage payment, which makes it a little easier too. So that means that your monthly mortgage payment will be going down over the period of the loan.
Yes, yes. So that's a good that's one good thing. And then of course with Reach, one of the HUD approved counseling agency, we are there to help those who are in need of this program to do, because you have to do the first-time home buying class, which is 6 hours. So you have to do a pre-purchase counseling, and then you have to do another set of counseling right before you close. And, of course, Reach is well-equipped to do that, because we do this for years. And we're going to be doing our first-time home buying class this Sunday, which, fortunately, unfortunately, is full. So, you know, for those who are in need of the class, have to sign up for next month's class.
Well, that's what's been happening lately, folks. We've been telling you about Reach's first-time homebuyer class every week. We mentioned that, and it keeps filling up and filling up. I believe, didn't we do two of them last month or something like that? I know.
No, we do the classes in three languages, so we do it in Creole, Spanish, and English. So no excuses for those who are needed. You know, it's really beneficial. A lot of people walk away fully knowledgeable on what they need to expect and what needs to be done, and you know they're going to a more informed buyer. So there's benefit to it all around.
Right. Now the first time home buyer class, there is a fee for that, right? It's just $40, $39, I believe.
$49.
39 or 49, which
$49.
Is $49.
It would be 49.
Okay, 49. Well, that would make that Reach membership program pretty valuable then, because that's only $99. It's just a little less. Then you have like 9 other courses that are included in that, and credit check being one, and one-on-one counseling with each person. That's a pretty valuable thing. Gives you the knowledge, and what did we say just a few moments ago about knowledge? That's the best sword that you can carry into any battle, as long as you have the knowledge. So,
exactly. And a major thing that we learned, and I have to discuss this, if anything, is the SunTrust Bank settlement. I'm not sure if anyone have read about it or heard about it, but I didn't know about it until Thursday. So SunTrust finally settled with the bank, and Florida is going to be one of the biggest, potentially biggest part of benefiting from this settlement. You know, I think up to the several states, Virginia might get $34 million, Maryland $33 million, North Carolina and so forth, but Florida is in the running of becoming, you know, the biggest beneficiary in this settlement, and homeowners will also benefit from this.
In what way?
Because now SunTrust is going to agree to pay all this money. We all know about the big settlement 3 years ago from the 5 banks. They are going to be giving out cash to homeowners who was affected by foreclosure. You could put them to get bigger interest rate reduction. And, of course, what everybody wants, principal reduction.
Right.
How can that not be a good thing for everyone all around?
Oh, absolutely, because look what's the whole economy is a mess, and, you know, that's not a secret to anybody. We all know that what happened in 2008, and
yeah.
That's when the ball started rolling. But one good thing, at least our representatives in Washington have figured it out. They know that they put the hurting on us, and they're coming up with these programs to help us out. Good for them. I guess you have to give them credit where credit's due, right?
Yep. Yeah, and it makes sense, because a lot of homeowners, you know, fell in this trap, and a lot of homeowners got hurt by the foreclosure crisis, or some may or may not know the documentation they're signing, but nonetheless, there's some faulty loans that went on. There are some people who were foreclosed upon or start foreclosure proceeding against them without the proper procedure, and, you know, of course, with this, and time would tell, you know, may not happen as badly, but at least the governor forcing them to actually, you know, make it some form of remedy against homeowners who was affected. And Floridians, people in Florida should rejoice, because, you know, we're going to get the bulk of the money. You know, the eligible homeowner could receive an estimated, I think, $220 million in cash, principal reduction, interest rate cuts, and other form of relief. So, you know, there's good things to come out of this crisis, but then we're also learning from it.
Well, that's good. And there's no big fear factor here, right? I mean, it's not like the bank's going to beat you up when you come in there and say, hey, I need help. This is ready, willing, and able, right? All they really should do is just call Reach. And let me give that phone number out one more time while we're in the middle of this. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Press 0 for the operator, and they'll get you hooked up with all the programs that Reach has to offer. And I know we mentioned that there was a $49 fee for the first-time homebuyers class, but that also includes a little lunch and a little some snacks and some beverages, right?
Yes, we feed our participants, and we have fun with them. So everybody walked away, whether they get fit or not, they walk away very happy. But we do feed you guys.
We'll give up some food. All right. Well, thanks a lot for that information, Kanisha. Always, you are the best. We appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll have you on very soon.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Well, that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. You could call Pat right now. She's not in the studio today, so she's ready to take your phone calls. This location is in Port St. Lucie. It's 1141 Southeast Preston Lane. This is a beautiful 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath house. It's been totally redone. Freshly painted walls, new kitchen cabinets and appliances, along with a large backyard and a storage shed hanging out there for your convenience. The back porch is screened in, and it's pretty large, and it's a great location located near everything. It's ready to move into. It takes FHA, conventional, or the ever-popular cash to get the title. You could Google Maps the location and see for yourself. It's 1141 Southeast Preston Lane in Port St. Lucie. And here's the zip code. That's pretty important when you're Googling. 34983. And that should take you right to the area. You can see the house and everything that's going on around there. Again, it's a beautiful three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home, totally redone, freshly painted walls, new kitchen cabinets, new appliances, and a very large backyard with a utility shed in it. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number again, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by the good folks over there at Pat Tracy and Associates. All right. Well, now we have a special guest in studio. I don't even know who he is. I've only known him for 8 years. Jim Bowman. How are you today? Jim Bowman is the headmaster over at the Scouting USA, right?
Not quite that title. We're working on that. I'm actually field director.
Oh, okay. Well, you told me you were the headmaster. No, just kidding, folks. He's a good guy. Known him for a while, and he does a lot of great work in scouting. What do you have coming up in the scouting arena?
We've got all kinds of good stuff. In fact, today I'm all dressed up. We're heading out to Roger Dean Stadium for Kid Fest, which celebrates our youth programs in Palm Beach County. And Chief Pruitt of Jupiter and La Colony is going to be heading that up, one of our partners with the council. We're also working on establishing a legacy event, something called Roundup for Scouting, where we bring on board a couple A-listers, have a concert, get some PR for scouting, and as they say, build it and they will come, make it bigger and better every year. We've got some A-listers targeted.
What's an A-lister?
A-lister would be, we're looking at country stars. We're looking at like Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, Alan Jackson.
Oh, the top guys, the A-list.
Kid Rock is a neighbor up in Jupiter and Lett Colony now, and he's got a lot of friends like Zach Brown and Kenny Chesney. So we're going to be reaching out and having our scouts do a letter-writing campaign to see which one of these folks we can bring on board to help out scouting.
Wow. If there's anybody out there listening who wants to give you a hand, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me in the office or myself, 561-667-3431, or email is jim.bowman@scouting.org.
Oh, boy, let me give that phone number again, 561-667-3431. So if you got a scout in mind or you're just looking to go do some scouting yourself, you guys do a lot of neat things, right? You do all the camping still. I was a scout when I was a kid.
We've got our summer camp on board, and that's rocking and rolling as we speak. We've got 4 more weeks of summer camp, so I have more time to get out there since I recently retired from the Navy Reserves and embarking upon a few other adventures at this point in time.
You look great. I tell you, folks, I wish we had cameras here in the studio. He's got his whites on. And what's all that spaghetti on your chest there?
That's beer drinking 101, woman chasing
101. He has a chest full of them, folks, I'll tell you. So if you're looking for some scouting information, today at Roger Dean Stadium, what's going on up there?
Roger Dean Stadium is Kid Fest all day long. And don't forget, our new adventure is music. We've got our second CD coming out. Loose Lips Sink Ships can be checked out. It's facebook.com/singing sailor, and we'll be releasing the video soon.
Oh, very cool.
The Chica song.
All right. Yeah, I'm familiar with that song, too. It's really cool. So 561-667-3431. Is that your cell?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, you're dangerous, huh? Okay. That's great. That's how you get a hold of Jim Bowman there, if you would like to find out more information, or you can see him up at Kids Fest there just a little later on today. Whoa, that means it's time for Our House. This segment is just for homeowners and their close friends who listen to our show tips, then run over and tell them, hey, here's what you do. We have a lot of snappy and sniffy information about what to do during the hurricane season. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, joins us now. How are you, Rick?
I'm great, Alan. Looking for a mild hurricane season this year. Colorado State University predicts it's going to be quiet, suggesting that 9 tropical storms will form, only 3 become hurricanes.
Wait a minute. Colorado University?
Always. They have.
What do they know about hurricanes?
Hey, what can I tell you? They're up in the mountains. They can see everything.
Oh, that's okay.
And so we're going to have a fairly quiet year. But I wanted to address the pet situation. As you know from your experience with videos in Katrina, pets sometimes take a real beating in a storm like that. So make arrangements for your pets. You can't have pets in Red Cross disaster shelters due to local and state health and safety regulations. However, service animals are allowed in Red Cross shelters. So to take care of your dog, your cat, your birds, contact hotels and motels outside the local area. See if their policies accept pets, restrictions on number of them, size, species. Ask if no pet policies can be waived in an emergency, and keep a list of pet-friendly places, including phone numbers, with your disaster supplies. Friends or relatives also can pet sit your pets.
Yep. You know, I covered the Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, you did.
When I was with PBS.
Yep.
Went out there and did a whole 1 hour show on what happens to the pets. And let me tell you, folks, if you think that the authorities are in love with your pet like you're in love with your pet, think again.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, I was there on the roof with a camera when the helicopter came to pick up a lady and her pet, and she grabbed the dog, and they said no. And she started crying, said, "I'm not getting on the helicopter without my dog. It's like their child." But you know what the answer was?
See ya.
No.
Yeah.
So make preparation for your pets.
Take a picture of your pet, too, just in case you lose them. Keep their medications around, food, water, bowls, their bedding, and throw a T-shirt of yours in there so that scent is still with you.
Good idea.
Take care of your pets. Look around. Make sure they're safe.
Good.
That's our pet hurricane information for today in our house.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that we're having a light hurricane season, according to the guys that are high out in Colorado?
Colorado State University, that's correct.
Absolutely. I mean, we're taking advice from those guys.
From those guys, right?
I guess so. You got it. Well, when we return, Tori Alston gives us the scoop about the 2014 South Florida Home Ownership Workshop. Next Saturday, sponsored by Wells Fargo. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a little extra charge, and we'll send you another one at no cost. Think I'm kidding? Listen to this.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. Got no home. I know face wrong.
Ooh. Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing hippie, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. If you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on the top of your things-to-do list, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. The next workshop is tomorrow, June 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you just heard Kanisha say that we're full. We're full. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't call and register for the next workshop, which is next month. And the number, of course, to call is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Their credit building workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call them today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Well, that brings us up to Tori Alston. He serves as the chairman of the Economic Development Council for the NAACP in Florida at their state conference at the Fort Lauderdale branch. Tori's also spent several years in the Economic and Small Business Development Department, and today he's the executive director for Miami-Dade Public School Small Business Program. Tori, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great. I understand you've got another workshop. You know, we just have our workshop coming up tomorrow. You've got another first-time homebuyers workshop coming up next Saturday.
Absolutely. It's the 2014 South Florida Home Ownership Workshop. The NAACP is working directly with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. So we're reaching out to first-time home buyers, those who may be current homeowners looking for a second home, or those willing to really learn about the home buying process. It's a great event next Saturday, June 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mizell Center, which is right in the heart of Fort Lauderdale, 1409 Northwest 6th Street. Again, that's 1409 Northwest 6th Street in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. So we're asking those who are interested in buying a home for the first time or learning about various options with home ownership, this is a great event for potential homeowners to absolutely come out and be a part of.
Great. What was the name of the center again?
It's the Mizell Center in Fort Lauderdale, 1409 Northwest 6th Street.
All right, the Mizell Center.
Yes.
And what's a phone number for us to get a hold of you if they just driving in their car right now and they don't have a pencil?
Sure. The phone number is 954-854-8242. Again, that number is 954-854-8242. Or you can go online to register today for the conference. It's wellsfargo.com/RSVP, and the access code is Home Forum. Again, that's wellsfargo.com/RSVP. And the access code is Home Forum. We'll be giving out, we'll have free food and refreshments, breakfast and lunch. We'll also have giveaways every hour on the hour for select attendees. So it's going to be a great opportunity for potential first-time home buyers and those who may be looking to purchase a second home as well.
Great. What are you giving away? I mean, should I come down?
Yeah. we'll have several different prizes. I know gift cards and a few other prizes in the mix. But, you know, the key is, you know, interest rates right now are very low. There are hundreds of new homes on the market. So now is the perfect time for homeowners to absolutely consider home ownership. It's one of the jewels of the American dream. That's why the NAACP has teamed up with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage to truly provide a great opportunity for homeowners. And the good news is you'll have on-the-spot assistance, help filling out a loan application with Wells Fargo, down payment assistance information, but also information on credit rehabilitation. So all this information will be on the spot. You'll have one-on-one counseling, and you'll probably be able to get a loan filled out or completed on the spot. So it's a great opportunity for homeowners.
Well, if anybody can do it, that's you guys. Once again, the phone number, 954-854-8242. If you would like to get some more information, you could also go to the website. And I have to thank you for coming on the show and tell you that that's about all the time left to us today. Want to thank you
Fantastic.
For spending.
Thank you.
Thank you. Want to spend. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. You can check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. Hap tip to our friends at the Wounded Warriors of Palm Beach. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday, live from noon to 1. Tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about it.
Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. I'm a lonely boy.